Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request, "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Holiness, not peace. St. John Cardinal Henry Newman, soon to be a doctor of the church, was a very peaceful man. He liked getting along with others, and he knew that he was tempted to a fake peace instead of holiness. Holiness, not peace. St. John the Baptist never gave in to this fake peace. Someone willing to live off just honey and locusts doesn't settle for that. A man who is greater than all the previous prophets, according to our Lord. This man lived with zeal for holiness, zeal to serve the Lord as much as possible and make way for the Christ. This kind of man who lived his life for God. When that kind of holiness comes in contact with the corrupt king, it says that Herod, while he had John the Baptist in custody, feared John the Baptist. That doesn't make sense normally, unless it's a kind of holiness that radiates. While John the Baptist told Herod, "You are living in sin," it said Herod was perplexed but liked to listen to him. Instead of giving into our fake peace of everyone, let's just get along, and I won't say anything about the Lord, I won't say anything that might rock the boat, when John the Baptist was alive and on fire and zealous for the Lord and said the truth, actually, the Herod liked it. The King Herod liked to hear it. He was perplexed, was put off maybe, but at the same time wanted to listen more. When we don't give in to the fake peace, but actually proclaim Jesus Christ in our conversations, we bring in the gospel. We simply bring in virtuous living. However we can bring in the leaven to every conversation, every interaction we have, that actually pleases people with. On the face of things, they might say, okay, that's enough. But truthfully, every human person longs for the gospel because that's how God made them. Brief caveat, prudence, we don't be weird about it. And also, in charity, we say it in a way that can let people know we love them, not just, this is the truth, you're doing it wrong. But like John the Baptist, no matter how things might turn out for us, we must proclaim the truth in charity. We must proclaim Jesus Christ, not only our obligation, but also to bless those, even if it's uncomfortable. St. John the Baptist, zealous for the Lord, pray for us.